You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the keys of an adventurous jazz soul in New York City these days, we bring you the tune Cross Check from pianist, composer, and arranger Dan Kaufman, off his latest CD, Familiar Places, to officially christen and begin this new hour of Neon Jazz together. Along with having chops as a solo cat, he is a very reliable sideman. He has performed for audiences around the world and with many big cats in the business, like Jimmy Heath, Wynton Marsalis, Christian McBride, and Mark Turner. Speaking of big shots and good stories, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is a tale Dan told me about what he always wanted to be when he was a kid. And the story involves the Late Show with David Letterman bandleader Paul Schaefer. Dig it.
The other day, I was over by Lincoln Center. I was waiting in line at the grocery store, and I saw Paul Schaefer from the Letterman Show, and I didn't want to bother him, but I said, you know, I have to go up and talk to him. And I did, and I said, you know, sorry to bother you, but, you know, when I was a kid, people asked me what I want to do when I grow up. I always say, you know, I want to be Paul Schaefer when I grow up. He was funny, but he said, well, I hope your aspirations have grown since then. Having a really nice talk with him, he asked about the record. Very humble guy, very, very funny.
So Dan's journey into the music began at 4 with classical instruction, and by his teens, he was working as a professional. From there, he moved on to Boston to attend the New England Conservatory of Music, studying with the great Fred Hirsch and Danilo Perez. So after college, he joined the Grammy-nominated group Either Orchestra, and his stock in the Boston scene soared as he worked with cats like Jeremy Pelt, Miguel Zanon, and Bob Moses. From Boston, he moved to New York to attend the Juilliard School, and he studied with the great Kenny Barron. Dan stays very active in New York City, and along with his solo work, he is a part of the working bands of Donald Harris, Ben Wolfe, Wycliffe Gordon, Rodney Green, and the great Wayne Escoffrey. And it's with that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the jazz piano with cats like Brom Wienans, Joe Cartwright, and Michael Pagan, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a new hour of jazz that you will always remember. And here's another jazz cat with a brander for sound that will make an imprint on you. Alto sax man Sonny Criss with some bebop soul, giving you the 1966 tune When Sonny Gets Blue off his LP, This Is Criss. Thank you.
Hi, I'm John Robigon, saxophonist and composer and band leader, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMita.
I dig chicks, a chick's a man's best friend. I dig chicks, to me, chicks are the end. I dig dolls, that's how I get my kicks. Weak ones, strong ones, right ones, wrong ones. I dig chicks. I dig Polly and Molly, and by golly, I dig Mildred too. I dig Janie and Maisie. I go crazy over quite a few. I dig Betty and Bobby. Man, what a hobby. Dolls are really fine. I dig Gertrude and Tilly. It may sound silly. I wish they all were mine. I dig chicks from the city or the farm. I dig chicks just as long as they have charm. I dig girls, though they get me in a fix. Mean ones, lean ones, cool ones, fool ones. I dig chicks.
That was jazz trumpeter Jonah Jones with the 1959 tune, I Dig Chicks. So this cat consistently created concise versions of both swing and jazz standards that moved the mass audiences. His nickname was King Louis II, a reference to Louis Armstrong. And at age 12, he started playing the alto sax in Booker T. Washington Community Center Band out there in Louisville, Kentucky. But it was the trumpet that moved him. His performing career began on a riverboat named the Island Queen, and it continued on riverboats for a time until he began working with cats like Jimmy Lunsford, Stuff Smith, Benny Carter, Fletcher Henderson, and a decade with the great Cab Calloway. And after the long road that had been paved, he was inducted into the Big Band and Jazz Hall of Fame in 1999. We begin this hour of jazz together with the keys, and we'll carry on in the same fashion now. Here's the great Eddie Higgins on the piano with his take on Autumn Leaves.
Thank you. Mike Pagan in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the brilliant jazz pianist Claude Williamson with the 1976 tune Green Street off his LP Cleopatra's Dream. Right out of Brattleboro, Vermont, he went on to study at the New England Conservatory of Music, and he got the jazz bug by listening to the greats like Teddy Wilson, Al Haig, and Bud Powell. He then went on to move to California to eventually work with Teddy Edwards, then Red Norvo, Charlie Barnett, and June Christie for several years. And the list of cats he jammed with went on and on. Max Roach, Art Pepper, and most importantly, he was a longtime member of that great outfit known as the Lighthouse All-Stars. From the brain of the crazy talented pianist, composer, and arranger Gil Evans, here he is in 1958 with the song Manteca off his LP New Bottle, Old Wine. That is right.
Thank you. Hi, this is alto saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa, and you're listening to the greatest jazz show in Kansas City, Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz guitarist Chuck Wayne with his trio in tow with his take on Dolphin Street off his 1963 LP Tapestry. His real heyday was in the 1940s, working with Woody Herman's First Heard. He was also the first guitarist in the George Shearing Quintet. And if all of that wasn't enough, he was Tony Bennett's music director and accompanist from 1954 to 57. This cat has always been known for his swinging bebop style, strongly influenced by horn players like Charlie Parker and Coleman Hawkins. And over the years, he was prolific, working with the likes of Sarah Vaughan, Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand, Jack Teagarden, Dizzy Gillespie, Lester Young, Slam Stewart, and the list goes on and on, baby. From the great trumpeter and clarinetist Rudy Braff, we bring you the tune There's a Small Hotel off the 1988 CD Hustlin' and Bustlin'.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ben Goldberg from Berkeley, California, and presently residing in Brooklyn, New York. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dumino. Keep on listening. We'll be right back.
That was the tenor saxophonist Sal Nestico with the tune Shoutin' off a 2013 CD compilation called Heavyweights Coming On Up. So he was known for his work with Woody Herman's Herd, and he joined Count Basie later on, but always returned on many occasions to play with Herman. He was also a member of Dusko Gojkovic's sextet, and over the years he had some noteworthy gigs with big names in the business like Nat Adderley, Don Ellis, and the great Buddy Rich. From the loud and proud outfit known as the Saxville All-Stars, we bring you their take on Willie the Weeper off a 1994 CD called A Tribute to Louis Armstrong.
This is Ernie Watts, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Para o amor. que llega al corazón.
That was the Peruvian-American soprano Yuma Sumac, a very loud and proud part of the Exotica music movement, with the 1954 tune Bo Mamba. And she was once described this way, an alluring sweet darkness virtually unique in our time, and I would say so. And we bring all that music to a close with the Vibes Master, the exceedingly adept Cal Jader, with his flair for the Latin jazz with the song Yesterday's off a 2015 CD called Life is But a Dream, Latin Summer Grooves, and Is It Ever, Baby. And with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that knows how to dream well, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.